Patricia Rivera and Oscar Lobos put all of their savings into buying and fixing up their double-wide in Ray's mobile home colony. They planted a garden and painted the walls, she says, and they like the close-knit community that's nestled off Route 1 in Fairfax County. When they learned about a proposed change to the county's long-term land use along the corridor, they worried about the future of their neighborhood. Lobos says they're scared they'll be evicted. He doesn't know where else his family would go. Outside their home, Mary Payton is organizing residents of Ray's and the adjacent Ingleside Trailer Park. They want their community to stay put. She acknowledges that real estate values are rising and it could be enticing for the owner to sell the land at some point, so she's got another idea.
The best solution that I see seems to be if they form a tenants association and get some funding or loans to purchase the park.
Currently, there are no resident-owned mobile home parks in the state, according to Jonathan Knopf at the Manufactured Home Community Coalition of Virginia.
It really takes a confluence of a lot of different factors.
Factors like financing, policy, and coordination. He thinks the tide is turning, but there's probably a ways to go before it happens in Virginia. So if that doesn't work at Ray's and Ingleside, Payton has another suggestion.
The second best thing is to get a nonprofit to buy it, which has happened in a number of places in Virginia.
That includes Southwood Mobile Home Park. When Habitat for Humanity of Greater Charlottesville purchased the property, many were concerned that developers would purchase the land and residents would be displaced. And for years, the infrastructure has been crumbling, says CEO Dan Rosenzweig.
The trailers themselves are, although the residents put a lot of love and care into them, they're falling apart.
He says redevelopment is necessary for everyone's safety and long-term sustainability. So in 2017, the planning process began. Except instead of the nonprofit making all of the calls, residents have been the ones making a lot of the decisions about what kinds of housing will be built and where. That's according to Rush Otis. She's with Habitat and has been working closely with the community.
So we got together, and really a lot of what this was about was us being transparent and sharing our knowledge and information, because really that's where power comes from.
She heads into a trailer next to a chicken coop. This is where everyone meets to make their plans. On a table, there's a 3D map with painted blocks showing where new units will go.
Making these wooden models that really represent the scale housing pieces allow for people to really feel like they can pick it up, move it around, and make decisions.
Later down the line, the trailers will be replaced with units like condos for seniors on a fixed income and townhomes. But the overall aim is to prevent displacement. This year, they broke ground on an empty part of the property. Meanwhile, tenants are getting financial coaching so they can buy one of the new homes or get rental support. And at some point,
our goal long term is to work with residents to help them develop the collective capacity to be leaders and owners in their own neighborhood, and eventually to divest ourselves of any ownership stake.
The overhaul is expected to take years. In the meantime, the people who live here will continue to plan the future of Southwood. As for the chickens, Rush says they might stay, but ultimately that's up to the residents. I'm Kat Maudlin-Jackson.